Blog Talk Radio.
If I had my life to live over, I know just what I'd like to be. A pampered pet, double rich brunette, sitting on my mama's knee. Someone to love me, someone to care. Rub a dip and double little finger through my hair and lead a dog's life. What a life. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. If I had a bone to be picking, picking chicken on a steak. Curled up there in an easy chair. Man, it won't be hard to take. I'll always be faithful, and that's what I'd be. Never bite the hand that feeds me. No siree, just lead a dog's life. What a life. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Yeah, baby. I'd buy me a beef fillet poodle and lose my noodle over her. Chase her around all over town just to ruffle up her fur. Little model, the owner of the greatest gaze of puppy love you ever saw. It's called a dog's life. Bow wow, hot dog, that's what a life for me. That's good enough for me. You heard me, baby. That's good enough for me. Rope.
Yeah.
God, we must start laughing.
B.O.V. take six.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking, then like a baby. This is like a guy. Like a wine old man. I missed it this time, we'll call a break. Call the group.
B.O.B. takes up.
Lunch, 1 hour. Joe!
B.O.V. takes eight.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B.O.V. taking 11.
Bold. Bold, you. Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle-walking. Oh. Dating makes a gal start wiggle-walking.
B.O.V. Take 12.
Yeah, baby. Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way.
All right. Yeah, we can all be silly with that one. I thought it was hilarious, actually. That's my favorite version. Getting all that stuff rolling and laughing at it. But, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. Sometimes it's just... You can't get it right no matter what you do. And you're better off giving up and going to something else. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's very true.
I have done that before. I get here and it's like over and over, you're over. And I'm on the 15th try and it's still not right. And it's like, okay, scratch it. Do something else. Come back to this later and see what happens. because that's just, that's all you got left to do. There's nothing else you can do sometimes, you know. It just ain't going to roll out. So, oh, yeah. Interesting. I assume since Sue is laughing at me, I assume everybody can hear me. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. You're very clear.
Thank you. Thank you. I waited till the last minute to plug in my mic, hoping that that might make a difference. But you never know. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You don't know what makes it work and what makes it not work. You just, it's like trying to get something right when you're recording. Sometimes it don't. Okay. Today is Tuesday. You know what that means. It's all Elvis Tuesday on the show today. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And John and I decided that you guys wanted that. That's a good idea, so we're going to keep it rolling. And, we've got plenty of songs to choose from, 793 songs, 796 songs, something like that. A whole big, huge passel of songs. If they were a herd of reindeer, they'd leave a wide path across the lawn, you know. But I like it. I think it's great to finally just sit down and just play Elvis songs. Why not? You don't have any rhetoric and stuff like that, and you just play Elvis songs. I think it's great. It's like sitting in front of your record player and playing records. You know, we all done that. We have all done that when we were teenagers, and we'd get our favorite records out. I had four or five of them, and you just let them run through. Mine were albums.
Play them over and over. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And you just, and all the chores were done, so Mama just let us sit there and play records. It was great. We didn't have a big old honking stereo, though. We had one of these little mono, which means one speaker, just a record player. That's what it was, a record player. Nothing else. Nothing fancy, just a record. You lift it up, you unhooked it, lift up the top, and there's a record player right there. That's it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to play 45s, you had to have one of those little adapter things. They make them without the adapters now. You got the proper size hole, but back then you had to have a little adapter dealie, and you could get 78s. Back to what happened, 78s. Anyway.
I remember that.
And you had to put that little plastic. We had a yellow one and a red one. And it's like, that was fun. That was fun. Just slip those things in there. Oh, yeah. What kids are missing nowadays, because they got CDs and CD players, and if you want to play the stereo, you got this honking big system with four speakers. I know, I'm limiting. 8 speakers. And all kinds of stuff you can do with the sound. And they have no idea what it's like to sit down with a record player with one speaker on it. I mean, we thought it was actually totally cool, the bee's knees, when we could get a record player with stereo sound.
Right.
That was awesome. We had stereo albums and still had to listen to them in mono because our record player wasn't stereo. So, hey, you know, that was called transition time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember that. Oh, Lord Almighty, I feel so old.
Well,
when you're talking to kids, I don't even remember that stuff.
Yeah, I guess the past would look at it like that, but I don't feel old from it. I've just learned to graduate with each new invention, which has been great.
But back then it was just so special. You had to babysit for your money, and it took a while to save up the $6 to buy an album, you know. To walk the 3 blocks up to Stager's grocery store, and they always stocked the latest albums, and so you could buy your albums right there. And across the parking lot was a drugstore. Go over there and get your mascara and lipstick and, oh, Lord almighty. Okay, let's play some music so I can quit thinking about those days that are ancient history, the day of the dinosaur. Oh,
no, I never bought my own things or records. My mother did. You know, she was always hitting the, you know, record shops anytime a new one would come out with Elvis and several other artists, and she just, you know, would stay on top of it. It was just, music was around all the time. We got used to it at a very young age. But
we had music all the time, but Mama did not buy us kids records. If we wanted records, we bought them. The only records Mama bought was if my stepdad wanted something. And that was usually Marty Robbins or Ben Colder, something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Ben Colder is, look it up. Interesting character. But if you all used to watch Rawhide, he was the assistant trail boss on Rawhide, Ben Colder. What was his name? I think his name was Pete on the show. I don't remember what actually was. But anyway, yeah. So he was the only one that Mama bought records for. We didn't get record money. We had to do it ourselves. Okay. Well, it all worked out okay. You learn the value of a dollar that way, I guess. All right. So I'm going to play one more Christmas song. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to play one Christmas song today. That doesn't mean it's the last Christmas song I'm going to play. But today happens to be an Elvis Christmas song that I didn't get a chance to play last week, and I'm playing it today just because I feel like it, and I can do that. I have the power to click the mouse and play it. So here is I'll Be Home on Christmas Day. Takes 1, 4, 5, and 10.
What? It's one of those heavy bass lines, dude. Bottle! In fact, we could start on an intro like that, one or two bar intro. Nothing went wrong, so I couldn't criticize it. Okay. Forget one night with you, fella. God damn it, that's ain't it.
Correction, take 10.
Second boss to the Ramrod. I could not remember that at the time, but of course, when I started playing the song, I remembered it. So, you know, isn't that how it goes? I think that's how they wired my brain. They just okay, let's really make things hard on her. Let's do it this way and see how she handles it. You know. Oh, thank you very much. Okay, we did it. All right. Next one, it's a song that I think we all like it, but we just don't hear it very much. And we've got quite a few songs today that we don't hear very much. And this one is one of those. This is the live performance in 1974 of It's Midnight.
This next song is a song that we have out. Just a minute, dear. God help me, I'll be over there in a minute, some way or another. I've got to do this show. I don't care what come hell or high water. I got to do this show. Look, I was raised up in Assembly of God Church where they yell and shout. You know, that's how I learned to, Then I later became Pope of, you became Pope. J.D. did. His next song, whatever it is, now is out now. This is a new song, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you like it. It's called It's Midnight. Maybe it's too late, and I sometimes even hate myself for loving you. Trying to be strong, then nighttime comes along, and I start wanting you. Where is all my self-control? I'm burning way down in my soul. Wishing I could be the man I try to. Hating me for wanting to be with you. Knowing you don't love me like you used to. All but it's midnight.
Okay, I like all these songs today. I know all these songs today, and it's like, okay, old home week kind of, you know?
Yeah.
So here is, I'll rip that phone out of the wall for you, honey pie.
Well, I'm just turning it on off every time it rings, and there's something wrong with it. It keeps ringing. It won't turn off.
Take it off the hook. There you go. Problem solved.
Take it off the hook. It's a handset.
Well, if you unplug it, if you unplug the bass, a handset has a bass. If you unplug the bass, it won't ring.
That's why in the kitchen my handsets are back here with me, two of them are.
Well, honey, you got to start walking sometime.
it's changing around. Whatever.
There you go. All right. Anyway.
I'll fix and blow up my cell phone. I'm gonna blow it up. Just get it.
Take that headset, stuff it under a pillow, and stuff the pillow under the blankets. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Anyway, I'd like to see that. Anyway, here's one that John sent me, and he wanted. And only got put up on YouTube like yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And it said not available. to me, and I couldn't find it on YouTube yet. So I hope the one I chose meets approval. I don't think anybody's going to complain. It's just not the one that John had chosen. And I'm sorry, honey, but you were right. I couldn't find that one. So here we are with, here's a version that is takes 1 through 9. And a little bit of a spiel from Charlie Hodge. So I, you know, this is a good substitute. It'll work for this time. As soon as we can get the 7F, if you watch for it, honey, as soon as you can find it again, you send it to me and we'll play it. Okay, so here we go. It takes 1 through 9 and Charlie.
Ma'am, to WW1004, take one.
You sent. Go all the places that we went. I seem to search the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know to live. What can I take, what can I give, when I'd give all someone new for anything that's part of.
M2W1004, take two.
I memorized the note you sent. Go all the places that we went. I seem to search the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know what can I take, what can I give, when I give all of someone new for anything that's part of you.
Hold it just a second.
I memorize the note you send. Go all the places that we went. I seem to say the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know you don't love me anymore. To go on needing you, knowing you to live. What can I take, what can I give, when I give all someone new? For anything that's part of you.
M2W1004, take 8.
You send. Go all the places that we went. I seem to search the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know to live. What can I take, what can I give, when I give all of someone new? for anything that's part of you.
I'm 2WW1004, take 9.
You send, go all the places that we went. I seem to search the whole day through for anything that's part of you. I kept a ribbon from your hair, a breath of perfume lingers there. It helps to cheer me when I'm blue. Anything that's part of you. Oh, how it hurts to miss you so, when I know to live. What can I take? What can I give? When I give all someone new for anything that's part of you.
Finally, it's done. 9 takes is a lot. Man, no wonder recording wears you out. Good grief. But that's the only one, that's the only one that I could find that had take 7 and take 3 in it. And it wasn't 7FS, it was take 7. But then it had all these other ones with it. But that's the only one I could find. So that's why I did that. That'll probably be the last time you'll hear that. And John's going, yay, no more, yay. It's a beautiful song, but I was done after about take 5. That was enough. Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to do that anymore. Nothing that has 9 takes, that we don't want to do that. Nothing that too much, unless you're telling a story, that's too long. So okay, here we are with Thinking About You in the studio, rehearsal in the studio. Here we go.
Oh, I ran, I saw you go away with another guy. I can't feel my eyes, but I never stop thinking about you. Found myself just to be. I didn't care. Ooh, 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 ooh. And you go away. A tear to my. There they go. When I arrive. But I quit before they start playing jazz, man. Watch them jive, they'll jive you.
never stop thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there. Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, make my office. Yeah. You think this is Hank Snow out here? I want to make one office. Okay.
Tried to call you, but you weren't there. Kinda put me in despair. So I thought maybe I could lose my mind in the countryside. So I went for a drive, but I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me, feel the breeze, sun smile, I didn't care.
That was rather sudden. Electricity's still on, so it wasn't electricity. That was the first thing that crossed my mind, is the electricity went out. No, the light's still on. Can't be electricity. Okay. What are those people thinking when they do that? Ah. It just kind of stops you dead, doesn't it? You just kind of go, what happened? What happened? What happened? The electricity went out at the studio. That's what happened. Okay. We got that solved. Not. Anyway, here's the next one. John sent all these except for the very first Christmas song I played. And that's left over from the other day. But the rest of these, John sent me this morning. Okay, so I'm playing DJ today, and I'm perfectly fine with that. Makes me happy, no problem. So here we are with Just Pretend Rehearsals.
But now I know, yes I do, Lord, it was wrong to go, yeah. I belong right by your side. Yeah, I come crying to you again. All the crying is through. Oh, I will hold you and love you again. But until then, we'll just pretend.
Finish off that thought, we have an a cappella version of Just Pretend.
just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low. And think of me, how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go. When I walked away, I heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do. I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend I'm right there with you. And
too low for me. Anyway, you know, we had to finish it off, so that's all right. We need another one to finish that one off, but that's okay. We're not going to do another 9 takes, okay? Everybody relax, breathe. It's all right. Okay, here's another studio rehearsal. We got a lot of these today, and it's beautiful. I love it. Here's another studio rehearsal of If You Love Me, Let Me Know. Just tell me. Open your mouth.
Oh, yeah, on that soft part, fellas. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, let me go. I can't take another minute of a day without you there. If you love me, let it be. If you don't, set me free. Take the chains away that keep me loving you.
Loving
the last break. The bass. Yeah. I was going just before we come into that soft part. The arms that open wide to hold me closer, the hands that run their fingers through my hair. Oh yeah. The smile that says hello, it's good to see you. Anytime I turn around to find you there. It's this and so much more that makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see? You know you have what heaven's mine to give you. But a love affair for one can never be. So if you love me, let me know. If you don't, let me go. I can't take another minute of a day without you in. If you love me, let it be. If you don't, set me free. Take the chains away that keep me loving you.
Loving you.
Yeah.
Take the chains away that keep me loving you.
Loving you.
All right. Yes, and that is an Olivia Newton-John song that he covered. I don't know. I like his voice on it better, but, you know, whatever. Isn't that normal? Of course it is. We all do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, you know. Here is another studio rehearsal for... I still haven't made up my mind about this song. I don't dislike it, but I don't love it either. I haven't quite decided. I'll probably never decide, and that's okay. That's okay. I know there are those of you that do love it, and so, you know, if John sends it, we play it. Not a problem. Here is a studio rehearsal of Love Song of the Year.
Don't rush us.
Come on. Are you ready?
I used to laugh, and I used to cry. I used to let these feelings pass.
It's too much of me in the earphone. Okay. All I'm hearing is me.
Okay, turn down some more. Okay, we're rolling.
Yeah. Get it loud. I can do a harmony with myself.
Just a laugh. To laugh. I used to laugh when I should cry. I used to let these feelings pass me by, but now, goddamn, I like it. Let it go. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. It out of my system. I didn't tell you, I go crazy at 4 o'clock. You people have never seen me. They put me in a straitjacket. Okay, we're ready. To laugh when I should cry. I used to let these feelings pass me by, but goddamn, my God. Okay, wait a minute. I'm singing the wrong verse. That's what it is. This to be the love song of the year. I got a backache.
And that's it. But that's okay. We like that. It's all right. Okay, here we go, guys. Here's another one. Stand By Me takes 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. At least it's only 5 takes and not 9. Okay. Here you go. Stand by me.
Hey, okay. Here we go. This is 3, 2. Okay, 2. Stand by me.
Storms of life are raging. Stand by me.
Stand by me.
Okay, we'll call us before.
We got to pick up from there.
Storms of life are raging. Stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me.
Okay.
Okay. Hold just a minute. Let's change tape. 1 second, please. Got enough. All right, we got enough. We're all right. Bobby, you in tune? Check. All right, here we go. We're rolling. This is 5. This is 5.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me
when I'm growing old. when I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Oh yes, so nice. Yeah. I love that song. Yes, you could sit and six takes, that is fine. That's not a problem. We can do that. But 11 minutes is kind of long. This was only 6 minutes, so, you know, that was better. That was better. Whew. Anyway, here is another gospel song while we're at it. And, you know, that's one thing is I've noticed lately is I don't think we play enough Elvis gospel on Sunday.
Yeah,
hint, 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 hint.
Wink, 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 wink.
Anyway, okay, anyway, here is, now this was labeled a cappella, okay? It's the Lord's Prayer, and it was labeled a cappella. It's not a cappella. They are playing, or probably Elvis is playing a piano. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's an instrument, a musical instrument. Therefore, it isn't a cappella. But that's okay because it's still beautiful. So here is the Lord's Prayer with a piano.
Our Father, which art in heaven, temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
There you go, did you?
Yeah, I like that last note. I hate that, but, you know, I love that last note. Hit the high one, baby. Hit the high one. And he did. Oh, well, okay. I'm looking at that going, why did it not like that? And I realized I typed an A instead of an S, and it doesn't like that. I understand. It's okay. You're all right. All right, here is a duet. Okay, we cover the gamut today, you know. We've got live performances. We've got studio rehearsals. We've got rehearsals. We've got a duet. We're going to do the whole thing. We've got gospel. We've got rock and roll. We've got blues. We're doing the whole deal. We are complete today. Just remember that. We're complete. Yeah. Say it enough times and you might believe it. Okay. Here's a duet of It's Impossible. And it's this gal calls herself Just Carmen. I guess that's all right. If you want to be just something, that's fine. So this is a duet with Elvis with Just Carmen. It's Impossible.
It's impossible, tell the sun to leave the sky, it's just impossible. It's impossible to ask a baby not to cry, it's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? But the second that I never think of you, oh, how impossible.
Oh, how impossible.
Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible.
If I had you,
could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible.
It's just impossible.
And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul, but not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible.
It's just impossible.
And the ocean, keep on rushing to the shore, it's just impossible.
It's just impossible.
If I had you, could I ever ask for more? It's just impossible.
It's just impossible.
And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world?
Regret it. For living without your love, it's just impossible.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now I'm trying to find a particular song, and of course, it's like, okay, what did I do? Well, it's like this. I don't know. I typed it and put it in here, and I know I put it in here because it's one of my favorites. And okay, here it is. All right. What did I do? Oh, there's a space. I forgot a space. Well, ding dong, you little ding bat computer. Okay. Million Dollar Quartet. So you'll understand why it's a favorite. Million Dollar Quartet doing just can't make it by myself.
Hey, I need Jesus to guide me every day as I travel along this narrow way. Though affliction fill my soul, I'm determined to make the goal. You know I gotta have Jesus, 'cause I just can't make it by myself. Every day I pray and ask the Lord Jesus, don't leave me by myself. Every week, every month, through the years, come what may, you know I gotta have Jesus. You just can't make it by myself.
And just like that, it's done. Dink. But they didn't plan those things out. They were just thinking around. They were just together jamming and singing and having a good time. And they didn't know they were being recorded. Surprise! There you go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if they got to the end of what they were wanting to do, they just stopped. That was it. They didn't have to figure out an ending. It wasn't supposed to be for a record or anything. Surprise! Oh, Lord. Those guys had been in the business long enough that they should have known better. You know, really. They should have known better. But anyway, here's one that was done in 1958 in Germany. Okay, with a guitar. Room 10 of the Hotel Grunewald in Bodenheim, Germany. It's called Her Hand in Mine.
Ready? At ease, man. You may ask me how I know heard of this. And out the way I feel. But I know she loves me. She'll always be. I can feel her hand in mine, and that
room, just dinking around with a guitar, you don't expect an ending. You might want one, but you don't expect one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love real endings, but hey, you know, if it just stops, that's an ending. Maybe not the kind we would prefer, but it's an ending. So, okay. Okay. Yep, you
like
got
it. Or
it.
Not.
Exactly. That's it. Off, done, over. Okay, here is a song from G.I. Blues, and I know we all know it. And if you think for 30 seconds, you'd know what was coming. But this is, it was a cutesy song, okay? When I saw it in the movie, it was just there. It was a cutesy song. You did it for the kids, and you got it going. He was singing to puppets. You know, I guess that's better than singing to farm animals, but it was cutesy. Okay, it came off really good in the movie, all right, but you didn't really expect it to do anything after that, all right? And I like the song, but it's still cutesy. Hey, you know what? And I told John that, so he knows. I like it, but it's not a great song. It's not something that's going to be a number one hit on the charts for 3 weeks and all that stuff. But if you like cute, this is it. So here is Take One from G.I. Blues of Wooden Heart.
This is QO, Take One.
One, two, three, four. Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Muss ich denn zum Städtleinhaus, Städtleinhaus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Muss ich denn zum Städtleinhaus, Städtleinhaus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, sei mir wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, and I don't have a wooden heart.
That's it. Is there good? Yes, they're good. They used it, so it must have been they're good. All right. The next one I like. It's not cutesy. Okay. It's a love song. All right. It's Tonight's All Right for Love. Take two through five. That takes a little bit of the love out of it, but that's okay.
Thank you.
One, two, three, four.
What?
Hey,
take three. This is R10, take three.
I owe you.
One, two, three, four.
Hold me tight, the moon's so bright. Tonight, the night is right for love. As one by one, the stars appear. I'll hold you all so close, my dear. This could be that magic kiss, that night of bliss we've waited for. Oh, we could fly right up to the sky.
Really? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That kind of shocked me there. Wait a minute.
Can't you see?
We lost an engine. Some takeoff.
That fly up to the sky shocked me.
R10, take four. R10, take five.
One, two, three, four.
Hold me tight, the moon's all right. Tonight, the night is right for love. As one by one the stars appear, I'll hold you all so close, my dear. This could be that magic kiss, the night of bliss we've waited for. How real it all seems to me, a midsummer night dream to me. Yeah, you see.
Hey, hold it. Oh, hold it. Ah. I have a feeling it's a little low.
R10, take five.
Yeah, hold back. It's hard for me to say a midsummer night dream.
The moon's all bright. Tonight, the night is right for love. As one by one the stars appear, I'll hold you all so close, my dear. This could be that magic kiss, that night of bliss we've waited for. Oh, we could fly right up to the sky. How real it all seems to me, a midsummer night dream to me. Can't you see?
Can't you see
that tonight?
That tonight,
so right for love. Oh, we could fly right up to the sky. How real it all seems to me, a midsummer night dream to me. Can't you see? That
tonight's
so right for love.
We should have never broke for lunch.
Yeah, eating food ruins everything. What can you do, right? Live without lunch and let your stomach growl. It'll record that too. It's okay. You can get a special sound effect that way. Oh, Lord mighty. Never take a break if something's working good, because that'll ruin the flow. You know, that'll just takes all the air right out of the balloon. Okay. I love this song. I did this song a couple weeks ago, and I loved it even more after I did it. This is take 3 and 4 of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever.
2013, take 3.
I give... No, I'm sorry.
2013, take 4.
I give you my heart. Today, tomorrow, and forever, you'll always be my love. I vow we'll never part. Today, tomorrow, and forever, long as there's stars above, the cares of life will fade away, as long as we're
Wonderful to have a love like that in your heart, to where you know without a doubt that you're going to love this person for the rest of your life. Oh yeah, that would be something special. Yes, you betcha. Okay, let's see. How about, is that the one? Yes, take one of Long Lonely Highway.
0303, take one.
Lamar, damn it.
Well, I'm trying to hold it up. Wait a minute. All right.
Too long. Okay.
Highway when you're traveling all alone. And it's a mean old world when you've got no one to call your own. And you pass through towns too small to even have a name. Oh, yeah. You gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going. Oh, there's no one to care. Just keep on moving. Trail full of tears that keeps on being cried. My heart's so heavy, it's a low-down, dirty shame. Yeah, you gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going. Oh, there's no one to care. Just keep on moving. Tell me, buddy, that I wouldn't be better off dead. It's a long, lonely highway, getting longer all the time. And if she died,
don't come and get me, well, I'm gonna lose my mind. So if you read about me, tell her she's the one to blame. Oh, yes, you gotta keep on going. On that road to nowhere, gotta keep on going. So there's nowhere to go, just keep on moving.
Oh, yeah. Keep on moving. You betcha. All right. How about, yeah, you know, it would be so nice if you needed something or you wanted something, especially something emotional or physical, and all you had to do was ask, and it was as good as done. Yeah. That is the kind of person to be with. That is special, and it can happen. It can happen. So here is take six, and this kind of shows you what I'm talking about. This is take six of Ask Me.
Ask me if I wanted to caress you, and I'll confess. Ask me if I'm longing to possess you, I'll answer yes. Now that we're together, I could hold you close forever, and I swear that I would never let you go. There's no question that I care more than you know. Love me, darling, just be mine completely, and there's nothing I won't do with you. Just ask me. And I swear that I would never let you go. There's no question that I care more than you know. Love me, darling, just be mine completely, and there's nothing I won't do with you. Just ask me. Just ask me.
Oh yeah, I love that song. I do love that song. Now I'm sitting here, Apache has this obsession with licking one of his back feet, and I try to make him stop, and he's like, no mom, I'm not gonna stop, no mom. So I try to pull his head away from that foot, and he fights me like a little five-year-old who doesn't want to give up a toy. It's funny. But he finally gets the idea. When I say his name, he gets the idea that he needs to stop. But then as soon as I leave him alone, he's right back at it again. So I got to figure out what's going on with that foot. I could put Tabasco sauce on it. That would work. Or red pepper flakes. How do I make the flakes stay on? Yeah, Tabasco sauce works. And I have some. So, okay. That might be kind of mean, but it'll stop him from licking, and I don't want him to hurt himself. So, okay. Here is a cappella. We're back into a cappella, guys. And we've got three a cappellas. still to go. So, and we're going to do all of them right now. So here is a cappella version of Surrender.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. And I know each time I kiss you that your heart's on fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
Surrender
all your love so warm and tender.
Surrender.
Let me hold you in my arms, dear, while the moon shines bright above. All the stars will tell the story. All the love and all its glory. Let us take this night of magic and make it a night of love.
Won't you please surrender to me? Surrender.
Your lips, your arms, your heart, dear.
Surrender.
Be mine forever. Be mine tonight.
All right. I love that song anyway. And when you can hear it a cappella and you can just hear his voice, it amazes me the way he can stay on pitch and he stays in the proper tempo. He gives each note its proper timing, like a quarter note gets one and a whole note gets four. You know, it just amazes me how accurate he is when he sings a cappella. I think it's fantastic. I love listening to a cappella. It just totally floors me. Okay, here's another a cappella. I told you I had three. Here's the second one. This is Stay Away.
Ten thousand miles, even though I roam, I can hear the call of the hills of home. The canyons high and the valleys low echo, how can you stay away? My dreams are there where the eagles fly, where the mountain tops seem to touch the sky. The winding streams and the winds that blow ask me, how can you stay away? For too long have I stayed apart from this land I love and denied my heart. Now I know I must go where the hills say don't stay away. Where the hills say don't stay away.
Oh, yes, yes. And we all have that place that makes us feel that way. That place that in our hearts is home, no matter where else we go, no matter how long we're gone. Really. Okay. Anyway, whatever he's doing there, we've got one more acapella. I'm going to go ahead and start playing it. It's the acapella version of It's Now or Never.
Hey, I
need Jesus to guide me every day as I travel along this narrow way, though affliction fill my soul, I'm determined to make the goal. You know I gotta have Jesus, cause I just can't make it by myself. Every day I pray and ask the Lord Jesus, don't leave me by myself. Every week, every month, through the years, come what may, you know I gotta have Jesus. You just can't make it by myself.
Obviously, that one got mislabeled. I think I got the song in and forgot to relabel it. That's what I think happened. Crap. Anyway, now you know my sentiments on that stuff when that happens. You know what? I am going to play It's Now or Never, but I'm going to play the rehearsal version from July 29th, 1970, and then I will pull out It's Now or Never a cappella version for Thursday. So we'll still get it.
When I first saw you, your smile was so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I have spent a lifetime waiting for the right. Now that you're here, too bad you quit, my dear.
What I love about rehearsals. Anything can happen. You never know if somebody opens their mouth. You don't know what's going to fall out. Oh, I love it. Okay. And they had a proper ending. Did you notice that? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's a proper ending. We like that. Okay. Here is the song that I mistakenly said was earlier. With Charlie Hodge saying his little bit. Well, this is the song that has that on there. And it labels Charlie Hodge as Elvis's bestie. Yeah, I can hang on to that. That's fine. The name of the song, it's a reggae kind of a version. After you get into a little ways, it goes reggae. And it's Everybody's Gone Away.
Everybody's gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. There's not a soul I know around.
Yeah, man, what did it sound? I thought about me again.
Everybody is gone away. Said they're moving to L.A. Some caught a plane.
Supported 50 charities in Memphis alone. You never read much in the press about that. I remember one night when I was sitting upstairs with Elvis in his bedroom, and it was one of those nights when there wasn't anybody around, and you could feel the loneliness that seemed to be encircling Graceland. And Elvis was talking about how the guys just weren't around much anymore. You know, he said, it's like when we're on the road, I don't see them until time for the show. And they pick me up and take me to the show, and then they deliver me back to the room like a side of meat or something. And then they go and do their thing. He said, it's just not like it used to be, is it, Charlie? And I said, no, it's not. And all the time Elvis was talking, he'd be stretching his hands, you know, like that, and he'd take his feet and you know, and turn them back and stretch them. And he said it seemed like he was sore, you know, just all over his whole body. And I know that me and Billy Smith, his cousin, a lot of times we'd be up there and he'd say, would you mind rubbing my back some of that lotion? He said, my body just seems to be aching and sore all over. I guess he thought it was from working as hard as you did on stage.
There we go with the Charlie's take on things. It's always nice to hear from the guys that were around Elvis. See what they observed, what they thought. Because they had a different perspective on it than anybody else. Nobody else was allowed to see those things that Charlie saw. And nobody felt the things that Charlie felt, because Charlie was his friend. So he was allowed a little closer, a little more intimate look. And even Charlie got some of it wrong, you know. Elvis was good at putting on an act if he had to. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, okay, here is the Million Dollar Quartet one more time. Here we go with I Shall Not Be Moved.
I shall not be moved. Just like a tree,
just like a tree
growing in the meadow,
down by the water. I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water.
Saturday is New Year's Eve. No, I'm not doing a show on New Year's Eve. Not happening. But that's okay. All right? I do have a version of Auld Lang Syne that Elvis did. I actually have got three of them that Elvis did, but I'm only going to play one today, and then we'll get the rest of them on Thursday and Sunday. You know, why not? You know, it's all right. But what I want to say about this one is kind of a special one. It was December 31st of 1975, and he had gotten into Pontiac, Michigan that day, and was due to have a concert at the Silver Dome Stadium. They sold 60,500 tickets. It was a sold-out show. The biggest audience by a single artist at an indoor concert. That's Elvis. Yeah. And that show grossed over $800,000, which made it the largest amount of money ever for a one-night performance by a single artist. So, hey guys, you're about to hear the version of Auld Lang Syne that was done that night, and wow, 60,500 tickets. They were sold out, and all those people heard this version of Auld Lang Syne. All right, guys, I've got 10 seconds, so I'm real quick going to say thank you for joining me. I'm glad you were here for this All Elvis show. We'll do this every Tuesday. Now come back on Thursday. We've got regular rock and roll. Good night.